This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down the bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Saying everything is groovy when your tires are flat and it's...
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Wolves Fan Show, every Wednesday, 10 to 10:30, the only place to be for Wolves news, because that's what we do here at Love Sport Radio. It is your team and your voice. And you can tweet us and get involved at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 7020 558. And once again, I have been joined by the brilliant Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Always a pleasure to have Jordan with us for the next half an hour. And I'm guessing, could be wrong, that Jordan and the Wolves fans are going to be very excited, because it might have been a poor start to the season. A slowish start, we can say that. But what a fantastic two victories. And away in Turkey, 93rd minute winner, beating Man City at the Etihad. How many teams can say that in the past few seasons? How many will say that this year? Well, we have to start at the Europa League before we get to that massive game on the weekend, which was City. Jordan, once again, a pleasure to have you on. I've got a funny feeling you are feeling very, very good right now. Jordan, he's not feeling great at all. He doesn't even want to talk to us. Can you believe it? We will try to get him back. Technical difficulties there. Not quite sure what's happened. I'm guessing I'm going to talk about it because he's so happy. He's heard that intro. He's heard me G it up about Turkey and the Man City game. And he's obviously gone, phew, I can't believe it. I'll have a quick run around the house because those two victories are absolutely fantastic. He's done his dance. He's gone round the house. He's put the music up. Why wouldn't you? Because that's what we do on Love Sport Radio. We're giving you intros. It's the fan shows. This is the only place where we're talking about one team and one team only. It's so specific in the 30 minutes. And I look forward to this one. I saw Wolves. Thank you. Besiktas, 93rd minute winner. Man City, 2-0. Yes, please. Jordan, are you there?
I am. Sorry about that.
Jordan, you're here with us. I thought it was the intro, weren't it, mate? You just couldn't believe it. You had to pinch yourself.
Yeah, I was. You know, it was a glowing reference from yourself there, Charlie. So I just my head was getting a bit too big.
I don't blame you. What a brilliant two games. The beauty of the fan show is, you know, the games come thick and fast. We get to dissect them every week. And I've been looking forward to this one just because I thought, look at that win in the Europa League. You look at that win on a weekend. I mean, for a fan show and for the Wolves fans, it's obviously going to be one of our most positive ones, because those two wins, they don't come around very often. I don't care who you are. Before we take a deeper look at those games, Wolves fans right now must be feeling very, very happy, Jordan.
Yeah, and it was, you know, last time I was on the show, it was a couple of weeks ago, just before that crunch game with Watford, and how, you know, what a difference four games makes. We've gone and won four on the bounce, and the positivity around the club, it feels like we've got the old Wolves back. Obviously, it was a difficult start to the season. A few decisions didn't go our way, and also we had a couple of bad performances in there, especially Chelsea at home. But we've actually turned it round, and we've definitely looked like we've got back to ourselves, and the confidence is flowing.
Well, this is it. And before we get into those games, because you're on a great streak at the minute, almost, Jordan, we can argue that the international breaks come at the wrong time. We'll try to get into that. But, you know, we're all fickle as fans, and we look at it, you know, bad results, bad performances. We're all capable of a knee-jerk reaction, and we go, what is going on here? You know, is this the second season syndrome, the curse? Are we having a hangover from the year before? We've started our season really early because of the European adventure we're about to go on. And now, all of that, it's just completely died down, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's very much, it's, you know, it's funny what a few good results can do to lift the mood around the place. It's you know, it may have been, you know, nationally a little lazy to, you know, start saying that we were, you know, comparing us to Burnley and their slug start last season, because we're completely two different teams, and our aspirations at the start of the season and for you were a lot higher than probably what Burnley's were this time last season. So, like I say, you know, four wins in a bounce now in all competitions. The international break might have come at the wrong time, but also, you know, it gives us that time to reflect on what's been, you know, actually looking at it now, not a bad start to the season, competing on all fronts.
Yeah, not a bad start to the season at all. Now we look at it going into that second international break. Let's look at the game from last week in midweek when it was Besiktas away. Now we know that of their European pedigree, all right, they might not be a team that gets to semi-finals and quarter-finals, but they're always in Europe. They know how to handle it. We always hear of going to play teams in Turkey, Galatasaray, Besiktas, you know, Fenerbahce, how tough these places are to go, how intimidating they can be. And any time when you get a 93rd minute winner. But how brilliant was that, Jordan? Especially for all Wolves fans, but the Fazan fans who travelled over there, that's going to be, I mean, maybe I'm being exaggerant here, but it's going to be a night that's going to live with them for a long, long time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, I didn't get over to Istanbul myself, but I know many people who did. And, you know, as Wolves fans, we are still pinching ourselves that this is all happening. You know, nights like that, they're going to live with you forever, like you say. Going to, you know, I suppose, you know, maybe not a European giant, but certainly a powerhouse in Europe. They're consistently always there.
Completely.
You know, trickily, you know, it's a very tricky game to go, especially after we lost the first game as well at home to Braga. The pressure was on, really. And I thought most of the game, we were relatively comfortable without being too adventurous with it. And obviously, when you go and make a 93rd minute winner, no matter who you're playing or where it is, it always feels fantastic.
Oh, it does. We had it on in the studio while I was working. I'm keeping an eye on Wolves' results now, and I've got the Europa League feed coming in, and I've just turned round. Wolves 1-0 as they went to it. 93rd minute, I thought, I can't believe this. To get the 3 points after, you know, losing that first game, to get the 3 points, you've got to be right in it now, because they always say, win your home games, get a point away. Well, that's made up from the disappointing home defeat to start. 3 points, you know, it's back to, it feels like square pegging, level pegging, Jordan.
Yeah, and it feels like we've sort of probably, you know, obviously we've lost 3 points in the home game, but we've probably gained, you know, two or three. If you're looking at it before you know, before any games are played, Besiktas away was always going to be our hardest fixture on paper. The good thing is now we go into a double header now against Bratislava, who supposedly are the weaker team in the group, but actually, you know, they've got 4 points out of the first two games, but it's going to help us. And it's a bit of a shame for the fans, but it is going to help us massively that the away game against them is going to be played behind closed doors, just because it could have been a hostile atmosphere again. But if you take that away, it should just be the 11 versus 11 on the pitch. And without knowing too much about Bratislava, you'd imagine we've got too much for them.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because that news only got announced today that Wolves will be playing their Europa League tie away to Bratislava behind closed doors. And you mentioned there, you know, that takes the hostility out of it. You know, no fans, no intimidating chants. Wolves can just concentrate on the game itself. But we've seen in previous years in this competition, Arsenal have had to play a couple of games behind closed doors for the same reasons. And sometimes it can have the reverse effect. You know, you can just hear every pass being played. It's like going to watch a game midweek, you know, for a school team or your friend, and you know you can hear the chants like man on, and you can hear everything. It's a weird environment to be played, and sometimes fans, it's quite hard to get because it almost feels like an exhibition game. Are you worried it maybe could have a reverse effect on the players as well?
Yeah, I think no matter, you know, so any game in Europe away from home is going to be difficult, whether you've got 100,000 there or, you know, like say behind closed doors, because you've got to adapt to the conditions, the different pace of the teams. And, you know, I'll still have every, you know, I have no sort of preconception. It's not going to be a tricky tie still. I do think it probably does favour us. And again, it's not good for us Wolves fans who want to go over there and watch the game and experience it. But it might actually help us, I believe, it being behind closed doors.
Yeah, it could do. Only time will tell. I'm sure me and you will speak about that one, Jordan. We have to now talk, obviously, about the game at Man City on the weekend. Never easy to go to the champions, the double champions. Never easy to go to the head. They don't lose many games in a season. They don't have many games where they don't score a goal and concede two goals. It's double hard when you have to go to Man City after you've just played in Turkey 3 days earlier. What did you make of this one? And I don't want to say, were you expecting it? Because maybe you were, but it was just a brilliant, fantastic result, wasn't it?
I'll tell you now, definitely was not expecting it. I think a lot of Wolves fans, it was sort of, you know, looking at social media and talking about it with friends, about, you know, if you had to pick a winner out of the Besiktas game or Man City game, everyone was saying the Besiktas. Sort of, a lot of Wolves fans were writing off the Man City game, and we went there with, I don't really like the cliche, but it was a free hit, but actually we turned up and I thought we did a real good job on them, really. We could have scored two or three in the first half. Admittedly, I think that you can see with that Man City team, without Kevin De Bruyne, Laporte, obviously Kompany going as well, the spine of that team is a lot weaker than what it has been. So actually, I think we just exploited it, and tactically, we were fantastic. And like I say, we won 2-0, and coming away from the game, you wouldn't have put it, you know, you wouldn't, you know, if it ended up 4-0, 4-1 to Wolves, you wouldn't have, you know, no one could really argue with that.
I've got to be completely honest, Jordan, and say I agree with you. And I'm glad because, you know, obviously I work in radio and I listen to a lot of it, especially where sport's concerned. And I thought to myself after that game, after watching it, I thought, I really, really hope they don't go, oh, Man City had an off day, bad day at the office. You know, Wolves, it's a snatch and grab. Because let's take out the two goals. Wolves could have, they had so many chances to score. Jimenez, you know, it felt like you were really exploiting that back line, getting in behind it. They were, you know, you were countering so well, and there were so many chances. Had it gone the other way, you could have been easily 2-3-0 up. Now, you know, I'm not going one way with it. You know, City had their chances, Silver had a great one, but Wolves, you have to be honest, and not because it's the Wolves fan show, deserved winners of that game.
Yeah, 100%. I think that it was strange watching that game and looking at it and watching, you know, you're going to the Etihad, and genuinely, as a Wolves fan watching it, I never felt that we were ever under the cosh for any, you know, but yes, they had little moments, Man City, but we were never under the cosh for any more than a minute or so. Like, usually you see Man City
dominate,
you know, when they play at home, they dominate, and literally they end up camping in your half from the get-go. I mean, they were 5-0 up against Watford after 18 minutes the week, you know, the home game before. So just proves, you know, likewise, they may have had a slight off day, but I think, you know, all credit and praise, you know, biasly, has to go to, you know, Nuno and the team.
It does have to go to Nuno, because a lot of people have been questioning Nuno, not like overly, but obviously the start they had, and he likes to play the same side, he wasn't rotating, keeping them fresh, you know, obviously that early start to the season. But the players executed that game plan to absolute perfection. They went there, and it wasn't a lucky win, you know, it wasn't, oh, Man City were off. This was a great Wolves win. We know the success they've had against these top six sides. They're one of them themselves now. Maybe it was just a slow start to the season. Winning, this is the real show of character for me, because we know Wolves can get wins in the Premier League against the big sides. They're up there now themselves. But this was the next step on the ladder, wasn't it, Jordan? Going away in Europe, winning in the week, then coming back and still winning in your domestic league. That is a big, big statement for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there is always that myth, I suppose, of, you know, Thursday, Sundays can harm you and affect you. And I suppose you could say, look at what it's doing to Man United. But I just think that there's a lot more, you know, a lot more problems behind the scenes there than what meets the eye. But yeah, I mean, we've defeated that myth, like you say, that Europa League was going to kill us. And Thursday, Sunday, the travelling, you know, we're an experienced squad on the whole. We've got a lot of international players there and a lot of people with a lot of European experience. And I think, you know, we have to, you know, the ball by the horns, as it were. And, you know, now we've gone and won away in Besiktas and then won away at Man City, that I don't think there's going to be any excuses now from any Wolves fans if we go and play somewhere in Europe on a Thursday and then we end up losing on a Sunday. I think that, you know, they probably haven't done themselves justice there to say they're tired or anything, because if you can go and play a game like you did against Man City at the Etihad like that, then there's no excuse why you can't go and do that to every team in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's so funny that you mentioned that, Jordan. I just was thinking about it when you said it, because now when Wolves do slip up, this game is always going to be highlighted. Well, they've done it away in Turkey, away in Manchester. It doesn't get any easier. You're going to have easier games to come back to than City. It is so true. Well, this is the Wolves Fan Show. We're joined with Jordan Russell. We were talking about those two fantastic victories. Next, we're talking about the international break. How will that affect Wolves and the state of fixtures for when they return?
For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm joined with Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. We were just talking about those two fantastic victories away in the Europa League and then to City on the weekend, away to Besiktas, that 93rd minute. Absolutely brilliant. You just love to see it. Well, this is the Wolves Fan Show, and there is still time for you to get involved. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 70 20 558. You can also WhatsApp on the same number. Ask Jordan a question. Ask the Wolves Fancast anything you want to know. This is the Wolves Fan Show. Jordan, it is the second international break. We can look at that from a small sample size of the Premier League and how it's going for Wolves so far. But obviously, you just mentioned that great form that Wolves are now on. You would have to say then, has this international break possibly come at the wrong time for Wolves?
I think yes and no, if I'm honest with you. I think that obviously momentum is a massive thing in football, and winning breeds confidence. And, you know, at the moment, we're flying probably as high as we possibly can in terms of confidence within the pack, but again, I don't think it's come at a bad time for, you know, other things. You know, we have had an early start to the season, doing a lot of air miles, there's been a lot of travelling, and there's been a few players that have been let off international duty during this break, like Raul Jimenez as well, who was looking a little jaded in some of the games so far. So again, it could be, you know, a good time to rest and recoup for a few of those players who have done a lot of travelling during the summer and through the Europa League qualifiers, and, you know, kickstart and be fresh for the Southampton game in a few weeks' time.
When you look at the international break, you said a mixed feelings on it there, Jude. I know obviously it was a bad start, not a bad start, but maybe a slowish start to the season. 10 points from 8 games. It's only improved because of the last few. I know you would have wanted to be higher up, so maybe we can't look at that league table. But what would you say Wolves need to work on in this time, or to carry that momentum to make sure they hit the ground running when they do come back?
I think it's just, really, what's been lacking with us with some of the games that we've played, you know, some of the first games this season, been a bit of intensity, especially in the home games as well. Man United at home, we started off really sluggishly and pulled that back. There's Burnley at home, the game, you know, we were 1-0 down at half-time. The Chelsea game was a bit of a write-off. So, last year, Molineux was a fortress for us at home in the Premier League, especially after Christmas time. So, it would be good just to get back to winning ways at Molineux and just start, you know, and, you know, ringing a few results, you know, back to back. So I think, you know, one thing is a bit of the intensity that we had last season. If we get that into our game and try and get on the front foot of games, we're a lot better side when we go 1-0 in front. We're not actually built, I don't believe, really to chase a game from behind. Although we're very, you know, we are very counter-attacking, we've got a lot of pace, we probably aren't the most creative team in the Premier League. So it does suit us when we go 1-0 up to actually then sit back in our shape and then counter and pick teams off. So, you know, that'd be, you know, faster starts, then can play with a bit more intensity.
Jordan, how much of that is a cause for concern then? Because you mentioned that Wolves aren't the greatest team when they have to chase, when they are 1-0 down. And if they want to keep improving, climbing that Premier League table, you know, becoming an established side in Europe, making their name there, becoming a force, it's one thing that they will have to add into their tool bag. Is that a cause for concern?
No, I'd say probably not. But if that's most Wolves fans who, you know, have been on this journey, it's, you know, we can see that we're not the finished article. We know where Fosen want us to be. And, you know, it's a lot loftier than Europa League and competing for seventh place. You know, the owners want to win things. And I think that, obviously, there's rules with FFPP. And, you know, I think we're still probably, you know, three or four players away from what Nuno wants, and probably what the owners want to be really pushing and solidifying ourselves in the top half of the Premier League. So, like I say, I think we are still a work in progress. It's going very well. And I think, I think we're probably a couple of players short from being consistently challenging that top six.
If you're a couple of players short, Jordan, let's say 2-3, you mentioned 3 or 4 possibly. Say Wolves are going well in the Europa League. They've climbed that Premier League table. Could we see those additions come in January to really, you know, continue those aspirations? Or is this going to be like a few windows project?
I think, you know, with Foden, we know the money's there and the investment's, you know, going to be there. If Nuno wants a player, typically they'll back him and we'll go and get them. So I think if the right player comes around, or should I say comes along at the right price, I'm sure we'll go in for them. I think that you look at, you know, if you ask a lot of Wolves fans, like I say, I touched on the creativity side of things. I think we probably would need would be top of the shop in this, would be an attacking midfielder in terms of someone who can just pick a defence and, you know, play that killer ball. And I think that there was a chance possibly at the start of last season where we were sort of linked very loosely with James Maddison, and that sort of player would be perfect. Obviously, we missed the boat on him now, but you know that sort of midfield is probably what I think that most Wolves fans would agree we're probably lacking at the moment.
Yeah, that would be another handy piece for them to have. Only would add to that side. Jordan, obviously next week on the Wolves Fan Show, we'll look at the games because the international break will be over. But let's look at the fixtures, a run of fixtures after that international break, because I don't want to say winnable games, because in the Premier League, you know, there's no gimme games, there's no such thing as a winnable game, but they're an easier run of fixtures, shall we say. Southampton at home, you've got to be looking at that as a game where you can get all 3 points. Newcastle away, and then Aston Villa away, that's in the cup, obviously, it's a big one there, but it's a run of fixtures and more cup progress that you're looking like we can continue this run of form.
Yeah, and I think that we Wolves fans sort of, you know, looking at the start of the season, we always knew it would be trickier than what we'd have liked looking at the fixtures. But in hindsight, we're only actually 6 points off where we were. We're 6 points off after the next six games where we were at that point, you know, last season. So we're only 2 wins away at the next six from matching our total from last season, which is when we really kicked on and pushed on. So I think, you know, with Wolves fans, you know, we've got Southampton, Newcastle, like you say, then we've got the noisy neighbours down the road in the cup. So I think a lot of Wolves fans are looking at 6 points out of those next two games, and knocking Villa out of the cup would be nice as well.
It would be nice. I remember speaking to Raya when a draw was made. He was rushing out the stadium from the Wolves game to talk to us. Great credit to him for doing so. And he didn't know. I was delighted that I broke it to him. I said, right, it's Aston Villa vs Wolves. He was a little bit stumped with the news, but it's a big game, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's a bigger game for the fact of probably the last three seasons or so that they've been in the Championship with Wolves. And again, I don't really think for many years Wolves versus Villa, although quite close proximity, you know, the big derby is Albion for the Wolves, and obviously for Villa it's the Blues. So, but being in the same league and being big clubs in that league in the Championship, I think naturally rivalries just sort of ignited out of nowhere, so it would be nice to put one over on them in the cup. I won't lie to you. It doesn't matter if it's Carabao Cup or not. You know, there'll be a lot of Wolves fans going to Villa Park, and hopefully we can, progress into the next round with that.
Jordan, let me tell you something. You never need to lie to me, because I am the pettiest of football fans. I'm the most stubborn. I want to get one over the rivals. Don't you worry about that. Whether it's the Carabao Cup, whether it's a friendly, whether it's an exhibition game, I want them to know that we've beat them. So if that's how you want to beat Wolves and knock them out, I'm all for it, mate. Jordan, the show goes too quick. What a delight to have you on. Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Please check out his Twitter at JordRuss and the Wolves Fancast. This has been the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and Jordan Russell, talking everything where Wolves are concerned. But next, it is Celtic and Rangers.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.